At the top, so the Mor said that the reason why the katan works, or the cherish of the shirt that works, is because there's a god alemin al gabe. So Amalei Rav Nachman said back to Rav Huna, let me answer according to that thought process. Every kachavim of Yisrael alemin al gabe. Hachinami the kosher. Are you going to argue that if a goy would write it, where Yisrael Omen al-Gabov is going to be kosher? Right? According to your thought process, the that should be true. Right?
No, this is okay. Maybe you'll say, oh, yes. So,
according to my logic, Gadol Omen al-Gabov solves the problem, so Yisrael Omen al-Gabov of the goy also solves the problem. V'chitei mehochinami botanyo v'chichamim posel. The guy is posel, and we don't say that he's kosher with Yisrael Omen al Gabov. So Mor says, the guy does it, and even if Yisrael is telling him what to do, as an adult, he's going to do what he wants to do, what he's thinking. He's not doing al das Yisrael. But the other ones, due to their lack of das, will basically do whatever they're told to do.
What about a goy katan?
Okay. I don't think so. I think there's just the argument about that, but I remember it's a discussion somewhere. Goy katan. I think it's just a sort of goy is not mishaber himself. However, Rav Nachman. Then the Rav Nachman changed his mind and said, "La milsi damri, my challenge to Rav Huna is incorrect. What I'm saying is not correct, because I'm comparing a cherish shirt and cotton to a goy to a cherish of a cotton. That's not a comparison." The midah apostle lay low of the kachabim. Linyan hava, the cloud linyan ksiba is kosher. So that which I'm arguing, which says that a goy is apostle for ksiba, that's not true. The Mishnah says. So we see in the next Mishnah that a goy is possible for Havva. It doesn't say that he's possible in this Mishnah for Ksiva. So apparently goy is kosher for Ksiva and Chanami. So my challenge to Rav Huna is incorrect. If there's something more, what do you mean? About Tanya, I've become impossible. Moran says, "Here, Belazer, he damer any misirikarti. Ubinin ksiba lishma. Havari, I've become a dite the nafsheka of it." But according to Remeir, there's nothing wrong with having a go right in, as long as the Adam is signed in it or kosher Yisraelim, it's not a problem.
We had this back in the first parak that Rav Nachman says Rav Meir takes this the concept of that you just need chasim lishma, and the ksiva does not need to be lishma at all. To the extent that you found a get which has been discarded in the ashpa. So it had been written by the sofer and then never used. Or the husband decided against using it and threw it out. As long as there's no chasima on it, it's fine. It's a rabbi Reb Nachman. Because of law lishma, the pasuk says because of law, which the law means lishma, and it means because of my love, ksivas aget, lo ichasim esedim. Okay. It's a rabbi. Call get shtitzel shalashum isha is possible. So it says unique ksiva l'shem isha. Here the ksiva, if you find it in the ashba, maybe it was just being done as a practice run by the cipher. It wasn't written for the isha. Samor says, according to Meir, you would answer, you would tie to that Mishnah means Ema Shenechtam Shalom Shumisha. There has to be Chasima Lishmo Basel. Aceway. So it says, when you write the mixes of the get, kilo kaisu lishma. If you wrote the whole get lishma, my love, what does it mean? Doesn't it mean kishu kaisu the tariff lishma, kilo kaisu the type is lishma? Okay, so when you have the get, there's two parts of the get. There's the tariff and the typhus, and the price is telling me that it's good enough to write the Torah for Lishma without the type of Lishma. You don't need type of Lishma. When you write the type of Lishma, it's as if you wrote the whole get Lishma. Okay. That's the main part.
You write the Torah
for Lishma. If you write the Torah for Lishma. But according to Meir, that it means Chasima, how would that work? Right? In the Ksiva, there's two parts. You can write, if you write this part, Lishma, it works to that part, Lishma. But if you tell him Karnar Meir that it means Chasima, if you the one guy signs Lishma, the other guy signs Lishma, what is it? You have to write the whole Ksima, it has to be Lishma. So Lachar means that there's a din of Ksima Lishma. Some more answers. Like, Kishu Chais Ma Lishma, Kilo Chais Lishma. That's exactly what it's saying. That the chasima lishma is good enough, as if you wrote the whole thing lishma, because that's the main thing. Yiboy seimo, hani masis and money. Reb Eliezer, he damer edim masir karti. All these mishnayos that you're quoting are going like Reb Eliezer, so it's not a kasha on a mayor. Okay. Fine. So this is all in the line of Rav Huna's pshat in the Mishnah that you go to Lema Gabov, and then Rav Nachman asked this question, and we went from there into Meir Shita. Comes along Rav Yehuda Mishmuel, said, I'm going to give you a different answer to our Mishnah. You asked me, Kasha, that they're not B'nai Deya. The pshat is, The pshat was that the chesh of the katan wrote the typhus. So there's no din of lishma on the typhus. So long as they wrote it properly, everything is fine. And the makam hatarif they left open. And a gadol will write the tarif. V'chet amar rav chaga mishmei de'ula, who shashar makam hatarif. Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Elazar, the Tana of the Rabbi Elazar, the unique Sibyl Ishma. And the Echersh of the Covenant cannot write Lishma. And the case was that they didn't write the Tariff. Okay.
Who didn't write the Tariff?
The Echersh of the Covenant did not write the Tariff. So the more of Rabbi Zvika, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Eino Torah. Rabbi Zvika quotes Rabbi Yochanan, and he says that this pshat is not correct. my enatar, what does it mean by enatar? So Amr Baba Khan Adika Shankak Lishma Virmeir he Damar Edikasimakarti. That the Mishnah is showing me how far Rameir takes his concept of Lishma, that you do not need a Ksiv Lishma even made Rabbanon. You don't need a Ksiv Lishma at all, and therefore even a Kesha the Katan or Kasha. The Tana of the Mishnah is Rameir, Damar Edikasimakarti. So we have Ruzika saying that Rabbi Yochanan said the Shpshat is totally wrong, it's a mayor, that's it. We have Rabbi Yochanan saying Rabbi Yochanan said that the Tana of the Mishnah is Rabbi Lozer. You'd have to answer either because Gadolam Lagabo or because you left out Makom HaTaref. And Ruzika is saying that the Tana of the Mishnah is her mayor. And they don't do the Lishma B'Klal. So good to hate. Let the Kesha of the Kotan write the get. Amroi Nino Veliv the Rabbi Yochanan. So the more says as a Machlok is Amroyim. How? How Rabbi Yochanan learned the Mishnah? Okay, it's like Rashi. Rashi and Kabez and Bez, the bottom line. They're not going to write it Lishma. So the more answer, who shall you go to Gemel Gabo? And the Gadol tells the child or the Kherish or the Shaita who's writing, Ksoib Letzark Pliny. Right for this purpose, the Kesaber Rav Huna. So Rav Huna learns in the Mishnah that Masnitz and Rav Eliezer, the boy Ksiv Lishma. So the Tana Mishnah is Rabbi Elazar, not Rav Eliezer. I'm sorry, Rabbi Elazar. The whole unique Ksiv Lishma. And so the case has to be that you've addressed the Shema with Gadol al Gaba. Now the Mishnah says at the end, Shein Kima get El B'Chesamav. Save it, the cover of Shein Kima get El B'Chesamav, which doesn't sound like it's Rabbi Elazar, because Kanya Blas, you don't have to have Eidi Chesima. Haino Eidi Mesira. The Rav Gittin Nimsrin Bifnei Achaisman. So it's fair to call the Eidi Mesira the Chesamav, because many times they ended up being the Eidi Mesira as well. But the point is not so much the Chesamav as the Eidi Mesira. Okay. Vamitsiyosakoi is going back only on that, just that case. Isha Kasevas is Gittav. Right? We could have learned that the pshat in the Mishnah is saying everybody can write a get even a cheresh of the katan, and a woman can write a get also, because they, and all these in them are true because they keep a get al b'chesamav, and then the whole the title of the Mishnah is their mayor, and saying because I hold the ikar of the get is the chaisim, so therefore the woman can write the get and therefore the cheresh can write the get, etc. No, that's not pshat. The din of Kimi is not going back on the Reish, it's going back on the middle case of the Isha Kasevis, as opposed to the Sefer, Kol Kshem Lovi is a get, that's the Sefer. So in the three cases, Kol Kshem Lita is a get, is case number one, Isha Kasevis is case number two, and a Kol Kshem Lovi is a get, is case number three. So the middle case, that's we're explaining it because they Kimi Elba Chesoma, which means according to this, Eidi Mesira. So the verse says, what about thoughts of the Goy? Oh, Goy is different, because the Dai doesn't have Sheikh of it. So, Gadol hu, v'yesh b'das, v'al b'shezeh armer loy, Cain, even though the Yisrael is telling him to do X, shemahu gomer b'limbo, the shemacher, he might think something else. V'katan ein b'das, alamah shezeh mitzaveyu. Somebody asked this, I'm not that, that quite your question, Rashi, Russell. I remember. Then Riochan said, "What I said is not a good point. What did I say? Elo me'ato evichavim v'sholem al gabov. That quote that he, I challenged Rav Huna and saying, according to you, what about evichavim gadol al gabov? I challenged that. That's not correct. Davasirlei." The puzzle, that which I assumed in my question, that he's puzzle, I realized that's wrong. The body kosher, he's kosher. And furthermore, we got to be careful to come to Nami less of the Ravuna. The Abu Gab then got a little gab of Nami kosher, the Masisan Rameir, he looked like Sibili Shmo. The whole thing, this whole conversation is like off. What Rav Huna said is not right. What I asked is not right. The Cheshad of Katner kosher, the Goy is kosher, everybody's kosher. What's the Lishma? It's your mayor, holds Chasima Lishma. The what looks in Lishma, the Darish, a Kosev, the Kro, a Chasima said. He understands that the Kosev of the Pasuk, which we Darish in Lishma, is referring to the Chasima. Yeah. How do I know? They mean the apostle Levik Chabim Mesevet the Masnisin. Since in the next Mishnah, which is the Sefer, the Mishnah says that Goy can't bring it. Linyan Havo. If he shouldn't have a Torah to get to the Kedusha, and that we understand because he can't be a Shliach because he's not in the concept of getting the Kedusha. So something which a person is totally removed for, he cannot be a shliach for. Something which a person is totally removed from, he cannot be a shliach for that. And we got b'ksiva shayre, but the same Mishnah left regards the ksiva did not say there's any problem with the goy. Shramino dafka k'toni. The Havoah, that the Mishnah is being very precise and saying that by Havoah, the Goy is a problem. Ubiksiva is kosher. Ubiksiva is kosher, so why is he kosher? Because only time, Hashem came and get El Bechusamav. And therefore, the last phrase of the Mishnah is going back on the Reisha as well. And I don't care who writes it, because the main thing is the get is the Chaisman. Therefore, Goy can write it also.
I understand that. Our Mishnah says, I feel clear, shows up a katan.
If the guy is kosher, why didn't it list guy? I mean, unless you're saying it's a call. That's what Nachum is saying, that the deed from the Seva is more compelling. A call obviously get because the there, he's excluded. Means apparently in the ratio, he's included. Because you want to say he's excluded, we should have said it in the Mishnah that he's excluded.
He's not saying of Kachavim. Here it's talking about what's kosher.
Right, and there it's talking about what's possible.
Yes, it's.
It's saying what the exceptions are, but it makes a list of five exceptions. And the Mizutana is being nachas to tell me psulim. You know, it's saying everybody's kosher except, and over here it doesn't say any except. So the diak and the sefer that over there is excluding, over here is not excluding, that diak he holds is compelling. Zatrashi the ton of a shire, how do they lay Nami the Shura Besefa? Only Rashi means ton of a shire in the normal usage. It means if the Tana is not giving us a full halacha and giving the list of the exclusions, we say that that's not true because in the Sefer he is giving the list of exclusions. Aye, the Brisa says that a goy is possible. He the Tanya possible is Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Elazar, he the Amr Edom Misirikarti. Chasimus Edom Eina Mina Torah. According to him, that the Torah is not requiring Chasimus. And the Torah means Ksiva. Hilga Bekasim Lo Aksav Haget, or being Ksiva Lishma. So Bekasim Lo is going on the Ksiva. And there that is true. Kikase Abicham alive with the Shemahu. The Abicham died to the Nafshei Kabbid. Shemachi Tanya Pasul. So if you hold like Rabbi Elazar that you need Tzibul Lishma, that's the Brice is saying that yeah, Goy does not do Lishma. Okay. Omer Nachman, Omer here a mayor that mayor is machshir even mitzvah b'ashpa. So Rashi eschalta the milsihi. It's a new point. It's not a continuation. The mistaber, became mistaber. The hakar mukmei Reb Nachman kir mayor. He's not saying this to prove his point that the Tanah of the Mishnah is a Meir. He already established that. So it's a new point. The Easter Garci, some of the different gears in the Gemara, that there's a Shaka Batai over here. Vavad of Ramim Adait in Avshaykh of it is. B'loshin Kusha. The more is asking, you are saying the goy is kosher, so how could it be? Rechina Hodom Reb Nachman Avicham is kosher, the goy doesn't let the Daita Nafshe. More answers, Reb Nachman said, the mayor is Machshim and Umzon So Bashpa, so goy is not worse than that. Amar Nachman is Tzurutzuhu, and then this last statement, the Reb Nachman. So the more saying, you're telling me that according to the mayor, the goy is kosher. He's doing that to the Avshe. Game in the stone. The mayor is Machshir even Mitzvah Ba'ashpa. Okay. The more challenge that because you'll kaisa kila kaisa lishma. Achim Masha because you'll kaisa ksasa lishma. Kila kaisa kula lishma. Amal lishma binan. So you need lishma on the ksiva. My lava means kishu kaisa latarif lishma. Kila kaisa latarif is lishma. The tarif, who weaker? So more said, no, it means the ksiva works for the ksiva. Then Rav Yehuda Shmuel said, Mahusha Shire, Cherish of the Makot, in the case of the Mishnah, was that the Cherish of the Makot left out Makom HaTarav. Because of Mendas, it's a Tarav, and somebody who is Kosher for Ksiva, he's a Bardas, wrote the Tarav. Well, I boy, look, make Shalom Golob and Habab, well, look, make her mayor. So Shmuel did not want to learn that the title of the Mishnah is your mayor. And he does not learn that the case was Golob and Habab. So then, if so, the case has to be that he was Mashiach or Makom HaTarav. Rizikon Rabbi Yechon says, "Ain't a Torah, ain't Shem Lucha." We're not going to listen to this pshat. We're not going to accept this pshat that you said, because the pshat in the Mishnah is Kana Diacha. Mishaseinu Shazilzulu B'Ksivas Gittin. This Mishnah, which was seemingly so cavalier about Ksivas Haget, that even a Keresh of the Kotzner could write it. Hadiacha Shein Shum Karach Lishma B'Ksiva Ela B'Chasima. There's no requirement of Ksiva Lishma in any way at all. I'm writing Rabbi Rechana, Rabbi Zvika, arguing what Rabbi Rechana said.
The Mishnah.
Kol Shem Avi has a get, Chutz Bichar Shatav Katan, V'Suma V'Bekechavim. So Suma has got a problem. He cannot say B'Fonai Nechta V'Bafonai Nechtam. Goy is not kosher for havos again. Batsim, he's mufka from the din of shlichus. Kesher the cousin, not pardas. Kibbal a cousin v'higdil. So when he actually delivers it, he's a gadol. A cherish when he's pakach. Suma when he's patach, shoyta when he's tapa, avichamim when he's gayer. So when they deliver it, they're all kosher, halachically capable Jews. Apostle. It's not sufficient that they deliver it. They have to be, the shlichus has to start in a state of kashrus. Avo pikeach v'nischarish v'chazer v'nispakach. He had his eyesight. Then he was. He had his hearing, and then he lost it, and then he recovered. Pasuach v'nistama v'chazer v'nispatach. He had sight the time of the minui of the ksiva. Then he lost it, then he retrieved it. Shafe bin ishtata b'chazah bin ishtapa. Kosher. So it's not a gay by goy in that case, it's not a gay by kata in that case. But those three, it's possible the person can have an ability, lose it, and then retrieve it. Is that a cloud kosher? Tchilasa b'sefer b'das is kosher. Okay, so Rashi, Chiz Rashi of the Katan, the Gemara Mefarish the Kulu, Kibul a Katan Miyad a Baal at Lohelichoy, V'Higdo Kadim Shemasu Lo. So that's not good.
It helps to let you know that, you know, if she comes along and says, oh, you know,
So the more, what's shot the Mishnah? Mishnah Chesha the Katan the Lab Bene Dan, you know, I understand the Chesha the Katan, they're not Bardas, they can't be Shluchim. You require an adult for that, the Ish. I'm calling Nami the Lab Bar Heterehu. The guy is not, we turn to Kitten Kedushin, so he cannot be a Shliach for Kitten Kedushin. Al Suma, my lawyer, what's wrong with the Suma?
Whatever happened,
happened. So the Pshat I told you was that the Mor is Maskana. That the Mor is going to try, that the Mor is going to say intrinsically, Suma is not kosher, even in Eretz Yisrael. He cannot fulfill a shlichus because he can't be confident that he's getting it from the Baal. He cannot be confident he's giving it to the Isha. So he can't fulfill the shlichus. Nasal Rav Yosef. Heich suma muta be ishtoi. Heich when the other mutar min shaseim belayla. Picture the night time that they had with no. You didn't have any light except for the candle. You put out the candle. It's pitch dark. Maybe it's not his wife. Maybe it's somebody else. But tviyas ain't of the color. So there's a concept called tviyas ayin. Tviyas ayin applies. There are the idiom tviyas ayin applies not only to the ayin but to the kol. If you recognize the voice, that's good enough. So chanami tviyas ain't of the color. A suma says, I know that it's the husband. I know it is. I recognize the voice. That's a valid way to recognize somebody. Rabbi Yosef, Hakam Chutz Lars, Askinon, the boy of the member, Befanei Nechtav, Lamotz in the member. So the problem over here is, you can't say Befanei Nechtav, Befanei Nechtav. Amalei Abaya, so Abaya says Rabbi Yosef. Alamayato, case number, and the Mishnah continues and says that three of the cases you can have, he starts out good, he loses the ability and then retrieves it. What do you retrieve it for? Pasuch ben istama, the motzi amar hachanam in the kosher. So according to you, as long as he was cited at the time of the ksiva, the fact that he's blinded afterwards doesn't make a difference. He has to say b'fanan b'fanan etam. Why does he have to retrieve his eyesight? According to you, it's enough. Just pasuch ben istama. According to your pshat, why would that be so? So where it says you're right. Who didn't have a gav the loy chazav in his patach? It's kosher even without chazav in his patach. Vaidi Tony Shofi Benishtapa Benishtato the Khazar Benishtapa time of the Khazar Benishtapa Holoi Khazar Benishtapa Loi. So in the case of the person who loses his das, obviously over there he has to retrieve it. So since over there it has to say mention the retrieval, so Tanya Pasov and Isama Khazar Nispata, even though it's not necessary. Amar Vashi, Dekanami. The Ketani is our klal. Kosher tchilos of seven bedas is kosher. Well, Ketani kosher tchilos of seven bekasher is kosher. Shema mino. So the Mishnah makes a klal, but the klal only applies to the case of the Cherish and to the Shoiter, because they lost their das and then they retrieved their das. But if it wants to refer to all three cases, making the klal that you need tchilos of seven bedas doesn't include the case of the sumi. He never loses his das. So even though the case of the summa, he loses his eyesight, he doesn't need to retrieve it to be kosher. Okay, Zagrashi. So one of the psukim which teaches me the halacha of shlichus is the word. It says the word ish. So it has to be somebody who has the full faculties. Yep. The Gemara in Kedusha brings three sources for shlichus, or three and a half sources for shlichus, right? Brings Karban Pesach. Shuma, good, and what? I can't hear. Shuma, Kachim, and well, that's Karban Pesach, Kachim. Yeah, and Gerushim. V'shilchum beisayim, darshin chadal darshin losh of shlichus. Okay. Labaratehu, Dalem kedushin. The goy is not kosher because they don't have the concept of kedushin. Main gittin noyegin behen. Immediately the nafshei loychazi loymotz the meevad shlichusa lachrini. The person who doesn't have the concept of action X can't be a shliach. But more so, what's wrong with the summa? The more says it's a chutz l'oritz, and the problem is, well, the more tries the problem, of he doesn't recognize. The more says that's true. The problem is chutz l'oritz. The more says, well, then you don't need the back and forth. The Mishnah seems to say you need back and forth. It only retrieves the ability. Well, the more so in the case of the shaita, that's true. Holoi chosav nishtapa loy. The time mishum the dayahu. But certainly is bendas las shlichusay. So, if you appear someone be a bardas at the time of the of receiving the shlichus of getting the get, and then he loses his das, he cannot give the get. So Rav Ashi said, this pshat that you're saying is Dekanami. The guy Petuach Menistama Loitoni Dafka Chazav Nispata. In the case of Suma, we don't need him to retrieve his eyesight. Why Mitoni Sefer that it says a klal that you need Chalos of Sefer Bedas. The time of Mishum Deya, who be in and Tchila B'Seif. When the issue is Das, so we need the Tchilos of B'Seif and B'Das. And the Mishnah tells me the fact that he loses the Das in the middle is not a problem. That's true by the case of the Shaita or the Cherish. Al Suma, lo every time of Mishum Deya, Suma, the issue never was an issue of Das, and therefore, will be in Tchila B'Seif. We don't need Tchila B'Seif and B'Das because there never was an issue of Das. Al Tila Chudei, all you need is he's a person who has eyesight. Bat hit out the word Deloitte. Because the main thing is he has to see me say Farinetta, which is true. The Ibisuma Nami Dafka. If I assume you need that he's Chazer Venis Patach, so the Klal is wrong. There's a better way to say the Klal. Nisti Koshet Chlosser B'Sefer B'Kashrus. And that would include the case of the Suma as well, and the case of the Shaita and the case of the Kharish. So if you meant to include it, you would have written it differently.
You don't say that the blood is
I don't know who this is.
I have one of those.
That's a Shabbos thing?
Sorry.
Shabbos, alarm, yeah. Okay. Boy Mine, Miriabi Ami. Evid Maoshi also Shliach the Kabul get Isha Miyad Bala. The Mishnah says Shliach excludes a goy. What about an Evid? Can Evid be a Shliach?
With regard to does the shliach have to know the people? Can you talk about recognizing?
Well, that's the more seems to be assuming. The shliach has to. He's going to come and say that this is the now. So he has to know that he's the person who appointed him shliach is so and so, and that so and so he knows has a wife, and this is the wife. So he has to know the protim in the story. That's the Pasha of the Gemara. Tosafot points it out. Mikam Masha Sarach Shiakar Shliach Shizeo Baal Bazo Ishta. Maybe that's not true. Maybe it was just more. The more is, in the first shot, the more just worry about it. Would argue that Asuma is worse because you can mamash play tricks on him. But the average person, the Chazak is they're not going to play games because he could find out, etc. So therefore, it's enough. Even if he doesn't know, as long as. But the Tosafot seems to be misupik on the din. I'm not sure what the Halacha L'Maaseh is. The Pasha more is that he has to know.
So we talked about the possibility of Shliach, so to speak, passing on his Shlichut to somebody else.
When it happened.
Right.
Okay.
So could it be that you somebody that knows at least the Baal at the start? You receive the get, gives it to somebody else who travels, or someone that, presumably, or someone who's traveling over. And he's also the get to somebody who knows the woman.
Correct.
That you have knowledge at both ends, even though the person in the middle may have no knowledge of either part.
So that's the sheet that says that it's from Shas Kisiva, and she can always be collected.
Okay, now I lost you. How'd you get three people there?
So, at the start, you have the Chosmim, and it's given to Shulei.
Right.
So he transfers a shlichut to somebody else, or she doesn't, but travels.
So what was the first shlichut for?
Because he knows the Baal. He knows that this person is this person. Because the shliach traveling may be just somebody passing through, who's going to the place where that needs to be delivered.
You mean in a case where you knew that up front that this guy's not going to go? I mean, that would be a funny case. I mean, the shliach is that he should deliver it. Right?
Yes. But I'm trying to deal with the problem of you have this person that may not know both parties, may not like, even know either party.
Okay. Oh, good morning, Mr. Calder. I'm
the advisor of the Hadid.
See, at the giving end, it would be interesting to argue that as long as he goes to Bezdin, and Bezdin recognizes, you know, if he can say definitively, I know this is the husband, or I would give the case when your mana second shliach is to Bezdin, so Bezdin has given its stamp of approval that this information is correct. As long as Bezdin recognizes the woman, even though she doesn't recognize the woman, but it's given under the auspices of Bezdin, that should be sufficient. You know, I'm not sure you would need necessarily a person in between for that.
So that addresses the
right. Okay, let's hold it here.